AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Islamic State group releases a video showing the mass killing of two groups of Ethiopian Christians held captive by Muslim extremists in Libya. Jackie Quinn has more.
There's been a 29-minute video released which shows two groups of dark-skinned captives. It said on the video that one group is held by an Islamic State group affiliate in eastern Libya and the other by an affiliate in the south. A fighter who's wearing a mask delivers a long statement before the carnage is shown. The video switches between images of the captives in the south being shot to death, while those in the east are beheaded on a beach. The video does resemble previous recordings posted by the extremist group. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Iraq, some 90,000 people on the road seeking safety as fighters from the radical group continue their attempt to capture Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province in western Iraq. Italian Coast Guard ships and planes desperately trying to reach some 700 migrants on a boat that has capsized as it was making the trek from Libya to Italy. So far, only 28 people have been rescued. 24 are known dead. AP's Nicole Winfield reports the smugglers are known to use unsafe vessels.
These smugglers are using any kind of boat they can get their hands on. They use rubber dinghies, they use fishing boats, so they've used cargo, container ships. Whatever they can get their hands on, they shove them, they overload them with as many refugees as they can.
Tens of thousands of people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area lost power last night to severe thunderstorms. Encore Electric spokesman Chris Spears.
The outages are down nearly two-thirds of what they were at the height. The highest recorded outage that I'm aware of is about 90,000 customers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and right now at this hour we're sitting at about 33,000.
Forecasters say more severe weather expected this afternoon and evening from northeast Texas to Ohio. This is AP Radio News. An out-of-control wildfire forces the evacuation of more than 200 homes in Southern California. Cal Fire Captain Mike Moeller says the fire is fleeting on a lot of dry brush.
Very thick vegetation. It's in a Prado Basin. This area hasn't burnt in decades. And also the drought-stricken fuel conditions. What we're seeing, not only today in Orange County Fire Authority, they had a fire in Fullerton. L.A. County had fire past several days. This is what we're seeing because of the drought and the critical fuel conditions.
There's a big protest by farmers in India today. Tens of thousands rallying in New Delhi to protest the government's plans to ease rules for obtaining land for industrial projects. The farmers say that's trampling on their hard-won rights and protections for the poor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and industrial leaders argue the rules should be simplified in order to boost manufacturing and entice foreign businesses to India. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.